Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a six-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We conducted a thorough review of the individuals who had their voter registrations canceled because of the court decision. I'm proud to announce that last week I approved the restoration of rights of nearly 13,000 of these men and women.
That's Terry McAuliffe, the governor of Virginia, announcing he reinstated felons' voting rights for 13,000 felons after the state Supreme Court had blocked him from previously doing so. McAuliffe is denying accusations from critics that he's attempting to put more Democrats on the voter rolls. Secretary of State John Kerry announcing millions of dollars going to South Sudan to help people in that impoverished country.
The new funds, the $138 million, will be used to provide food, water, and medicine to those in need.
The Obama State Department now saying they're reviewing 15,000 previously undisclosed emails that were found when the FBI investigated Hillary Clinton's private email server. USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, singer-songwriter Brett Watts here. If you're like me, always on the go, and don't have time to stay as healthy as we would like by eating all the right foods, well, I found an incredibly simple and easy way to get all my fruits and vegetables at once. It's called Daily Lift, L-I-F-T. It's a superfoods energy drink mix supplement that fills the gaps between what you eat and what you don't always have time to eat. This unique formula is packed with 16-plus fruits and vegetables and 59 superfoods. No MSG or GMO. It's all natural and organic. Nature's best combination of antibiotics, enzymes, probiotics, and beneficial allergies in one powdered drink mix. Comes in two flavors, mint and berry, and both delicious. Daily Lift nutrients help balance your body's pH levels and boost your energy naturally. And it's safe for kids. So let's fire up that immune system and stay focused. Go to www.onedailylift.com. That's one, O-N-E, dailylift.com. Onedailylift.com, and let's get healthy.
The Louisiana flooding is bringing out a record number of applications to FEMA. Here's the story.
FEMA is processing claims for what it's calling a very large response in terms of financial aid and finding safe places for affected residents to stay. Floodwaters are now receding, and President Obama is expected to visit on Tuesday. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's visit last week was criticized by Louisiana's Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards as a mere photo op, but the governor later backtracked, saying that it did help to shine a spotlight on the dire situation in his state. I'm Mary McCarthy.
Well, the other shoe is starting to drop for Ryan Lochte. He lost his first major sponsor. Speedo USA announced it's dropping the swimmer after a drunken incident at the Rio Olympics, where he tried to cover it up by saying it was just an armed robbery. A Mississippi sheriff says a man accused of slaughtering two women and three men in a home in South Alabama walked into his office and said he killed one of them. Greene County Sheriff Stanley McLeod said Derek Dierman is now in custody. USA Radio News.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.
The Obama administration's transgender agenda in public schools is being put on hold by a federal judge. Here's the story from correspondent Chris Barnes.
A federal judge blocking the enforcement of the administration's recent directive that all public schools allow transgender students to use the bathroom that matches their personal gender identity. The judge in Fort Worth, siding with 13 states, including Texas, which say the administration's policy usurped local control and threatened student safety and privacy. The judge saying his ruling is based on the administration failing to follow rulemaking procedures and not on the underlying issues of students' rights. In Washington for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A series of major fires that have taken place in New York have been attributed to children playing with fire. Now the fire department is speaking out to tell parents, warn your children. Here's a story from Scott Pringle.
Children playing with matches, the cause of two separate fires and a third blaze. Children lighting a dish towel on fire on a stovetop. All major fires this month in the Bronx, Queens, and Staten Island that resulted in 35 injuries and 14 homes damaged or destroyed. Fire Commissioner Dan Nigro urging parents to educate their children on the dangers of playing with fire. He also wants parents who have children that seem to be curious of fire to reach out to the FDNY Fire Safety Education Program. Scott Pringle, New York.
Get more news and analysis online at westernjournalism.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
And this is your host, Georgine Trinkle. And we're here at Hot and 100. And today we had Larry, who was here right before we went live today. And I hope I did the right news. We had a moment of silence, so hopefully we got that all figured out and we have the right news for today's show. And today is August 22nd, and I'm in the studio by myself today. We're going to be talking about events and some things that have been going on in Hunterdon County and our nearby counties that we've been wanting to spend a little time and be a little more in depth. But first, we definitely need to start off with our quote. So I noticed today on my way in, I started last week when I had to wait for the sun to rise before I could do my morning run, and it was a little sad. And then today I noticed when I woke up this morning that there was a chill in the air, and it is August 22nd, as I said, when we came live today, and it's getting towards the end of summer. I know we have 4 weeks left, but I can start to feel the change in the air. I can see the shadows are a little bit different this time of day, and it makes me a little bit sad. So I don't want to see summer end. It's just great to have so much daylight, and I love the hot weather, and I love being able to run anytime in the morning or at night, and it's light out, and it always feels like summer is a time of romance and fun and letting our cares just in the winds, or sitting in traffic at the Garden State Parkway like I did this past weekend. We're going to do a quote from one of our favorite poets. It's Edna St. Vincent Millay, and she says this: "I know I am but summer to your heart and not the full four seasons of the year." So I think summertime, we always want to hold on to things a little bit tighter because we know what's coming here in New Jersey. Hopefully it'll be a winter similar to last winter, where we really didn't have too many snow or ice storms, really. Christmas Day, I was in shorts running, so I want another winter like that. We have to do some commercials, and then we'll be back.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
All right, and now we want the weather. Well, the real weather, not the weather where I'm telling you that summer is fleeting and the shadows are changing and the leaves are changing. You actually want the real forecast here. So I can abide you all. I have a 7-day forecast from the National Weather Service, and this is what it says. Today, it is actually 78 degrees out. It's clear, which is nice. You definitely don't need a sweater, so we're holding off things for a little bit longer. Tonight, we're looking at some clear skies, and it's going to be a chilly evening with a low of 53. And the wind is light, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow, which is Tuesday, August 23rd, we're looking at a beautiful beach day. Both Tuesday and Wednesday are the days that you want to take your personal time or call in sick and have an enjoyable day outside where it's sunny and 82 degrees. No wind tomorrow. Tuesday night, again, no chance of rain. It's clear, low around 56. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 86. So that's our second chance for a beach day. So if you're a little too busy tomorrow, you say, oh, I don't want to call out, then plan for Wednesday, because Wednesday we have a high of 86. Wednesday evening, our low is 61 degrees. And Thursday, we have a mostly sunny day. And that's why I didn't pick that as a beach day, because it does look like some clouds are rolling in. But we have a high of 86. It looks like the humidity is down and things are looking really nice this entire week. It would be a great beach week. Friday, we have partly sunny skies with a high near 88. There is not a drop of rain in the forecast. Our lows tonight will be the coldest at 53, 56 Tuesday night, and then our low on Wednesday, 61. Thursday night gets a little bit warmer at night, high of 86 in the day and 67 at night. And then Friday evening, we're looking at a low around 67 degrees. So that is our weather for the week. It is absolutely beautiful. I know there are still some rip currents. If you are going down to the shore, you do have to be careful. Just mind the lifeguards that are on duty. They, you know, will certainly tell you when the risk is higher. It looks like we're at a low risk right now, which is a good thing, because there's been a lot of tragedy down at the beach, and the different flags that the lifeguards put up, I never really realized there was a color-coded message to that, so I hope everyone pays a little bit more attention than I seem to. We're going to do a commercial, and then we'll be back.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
We're back here in the studio. So today we wanted to focus on some different events that are going on in and around Hunterdon County. And I wanted to start off with one while summer is in full swing still, even though I know that we're at the countdown. I try not to think about it. But one of the great things each summer people always say they want to do and then somehow don't do it is visit a farmer's market. So first I want to thank the folks at Norwest Cap and all of our collaborative partners that put together a one-day farmers market day in Phillipsburg to help people that receive WIC and seniors that have a food stamp benefit that is a food voucher program just specifically for the farmers market. A lot of times these vouchers go unused because the access to the farmers market isn't accessible. So putting on a one-day event is a great thing. It was done last year at the Phillipsburg Housing Authority, and this year it actually was last Thursday. I can't believe how quickly time goes, but last Thursday at Chappelle Park, which is downtown Phillipsburg on South Main Street, and there were a lot of different things going on, crafts for kids and games. They even had some cooking demonstrations, because what we know is food that we're not used to cooking or things that we haven't been introduced in our diet, sometimes we can have a sense of fear and not want to cook those items. We don't know how to cook them, and they can have a lot of nutritional value in them. And also for our residents that are low income and may be obtaining food from the different food pantries around the area, there may be food such as, let's just say, kale. But if you've never seen kale or tried kale, you don't know if you're supposed to cook it. Are you eating it raw? So having cooking demonstrations and recipes available, I think, was a great way to do it. I was out of town, so I could not join the festivities here. But I know the Phillipsburg Police Department has on their Facebook page a picture or two. And I believe there's some pictures on the Norwescott page as well. It was definitely a collaborative effort and a great thing to do in the community. You'll see sometimes different articles which will talk about food scarcity or even not having access to food. We see sometimes in low-income areas there is not a grocery store that's in walking distance. And if you follow the paper, you know that NORC just recently was able to open their first grocery store in years. So having access to fresh food is very important for the nutritional value. It helps our community. We've talked about different aspects of the environment and how we could do our part to improve it, and that certainly includes growing your own food or purchasing locally grown food so you don't have the extra carbon footprint from transporting the food. So it was really a great event, and I'm really glad that everyone got together to offer this, and I hope a lot of people took advantage and were able to get their vouchers cashed. So if you missed that one, I wanted to mention something that goes on here in Hunterdon County. There are different farmers markets. One farmers market that is here in really Flemington is at, it's through the Hunterdon Land Trust. It's their farmers market, and they have at DeVore Farm, which is 111 Mine Street on the Route 12 Circle. They have a farmer's market that's been going on for 10 years. So if you've not taken advantage of this, please stop. It's Sundays from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. And it runs from May 15th till November 20th. So when I'm feeling the loss of summer, I'm going to have to pop over there and get some fresh fruit and vegetables. They have different artisan cheeses. There's always local honey and eggs and different products, even in and including locally roasted coffee. So it's every other Sunday, December 4th through May 7th from 11 to 1. But right now, currently, up until November 20th, you can visit any Sunday from 9 to 1. And that's at 111 Mine Street at the Route 12 Circle. And there's a big sign there. So I hope you all take advantage of that. I am, for whatever reason, running a little late on my commercial. So I'm going to do the commercial, and then I'll tell you about some of the other farmers markets that's going on in the area here in Hunterdon County that you could take advantage of. And then we're going to be talking about some events going on. This is a great time to get out, see what the community has to offer. So we'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we're back here at Hot and Hunter and talking about the farmers markets and things that you can do this summer to still enjoy and embrace summer. And we mentioned the Hunter and Land Trust Farmers Market that goes on in Flemington on Sundays, but there are more. If you've driven the Route 29 route on through Sargentsville and Stockton, you'll see a big sign that says Farmers Market. So it's actually in Delaware Township, and there's a Farmers Market that goes on there, and I believe that's on Saturdays. The other great Farmers Market is the Highbridge Farmers Market that has different products every single week, and that's in Highbridge. And it's an open-air market. It runs April 18th to October 18th, and that one is open 8:30 to 4. And, of course, the town of Clinton has a farmer's market, and they actually have an upcoming event in the fall, a fall festival we'll be talking about in just a little while when we get to our events. And that is every Sunday, and there is a Facebook page for that, and you can look at information and see the different vendors that they have. Holland Township has a farmer's market, and that's from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. every Saturday. And the best thing if you do a road trip for a farmer's market is you're going to pass farm stands on your way to the farmer's market, so you can actually get a pretty nice bounty by the time you get to the farmer's market. We talked about the one in Flemington, and Stanton has a farmer's market. And this one has, it has ice cream. So we know if it has ice cream, you're in really good hands. But they also have other products and things that maybe you don't see at a traditional farmer's market. Although they have all the regular seasonal produce, they also have eggs and different herbs and plants. And that has off-street parking. They even have bathroom facilities. So you'd want to park at this parking lot at the Stanton Reformed Church. And that is at 1 Stanton Mountain Road. And they have a website. And I'm going to give that to you. And then I'm going to post it on Facebook. It's www.stantonlearningcenter.com. And they have a special events page on the website about the farmers market. Except it says that the page isn't found. So we'll have to check that one out. Make sure that you double check to make sure that they have produce that's available. And West Amwell also has a farmer's market, and that goes from May through the end of October, which is great. They have different products every week, and you know, certainly honey, flowers, candles, and then it looks like they have a selection of produce that includes, it looks like they have peaches right now. I guess peaches would be in stock. I think it's a little bit late on the berry season, but certainly the apples are starting to get picked now. Zucchini's still in season, and so is the corn. There's nothing like some fresh corn on the cob that you get from a little farm stand. So, take advantage before summer is over. And let's make sure that we visit our local farms and we support, do what we can to support people who are growing food locally for us. It's a great way to help save the environment for sure. We're going to do a song. And then when we come back, We're going to be talking about some of the events that are going on in Hunterdon County. Of course, we have to be able to figure out our products here, our electronics. We got it figured out. We got it working here. So we'll be back in just a moment. Thanks for staying with us. A little edgy Tori Amos today. I guess we're feeling a little edgy, so thanks for bearing with me. I do have one more plug I want to give to the Clinton Farmers Market, and that one is every Sunday, 9 till 1, weather permitting, on their Facebook page. They usually do post if they're open or if the weather's too bad. That hasn't been too bad this year, so I haven't missed too many days there, and that is an open-air market. And it is at the Clinton Fire Company lot. So that is our last farmers market. And we're going to go right into events because the Clinton Farmers Market is hosting their second annual event. And that's an apple and pumpkin harvest fest. And that's on Sunday, October 9th at 12 p.m. So that is second year for the event. They are really trying to make this a very local event. Their logo that just came out and was designed was a logo done by a local artist, and they're trying to have a lot of different events that feature that has a very local theme through it. So they posted on their Facebook page that they're in the late stages of planning the Apple and Pumpkin Harvest Festival. As I said, it's October 9th, and they have music, animals, food trucks, a beer tent. I mean, who doesn't need a beer tent? Throw in some ice cream, I guess, most of the population, and pizza. We kind of cover things, but they are looking for some different things to try to get this going, and hopefully everyone will come out for it. The logo is adorable, and the artwork was by a local artist called Kathy Pawlowski Earhart. So she was commissioned to come up with a logo, and I have to say it's absolutely adorable. Everyone, all the fruit and vegetables are smiling. So that's a great thing. So again, just go out, enjoy, and get your local produce. There's so much you can do with it. It's crazy. Someone was nice enough to bring me some zucchini. I think I had about 7 pounds of zucchini. They're the biggest zucchini I've ever seen. And I was getting a little creative making zucchini brownies. So the people I gave it to seemed to like them, but I don't know if they're really a good judge. They seem to devour anything. But I thought, okay, I'll try something different. It's never a bad thing. Go get some berries, try a different berry recipe or a pie recipe. It's all about creating. So what else we have going on for different events we wanted to mention? Certainly something that's going on this evening. I want to make sure everyone's aware at the For Flemington, we've seen our posts and different posts about the change in Flemington and trying to revitalize the area. And tonight they're actually hosting a meeting about not just the Union Hotel, but all of downtown Flemington. And that meeting is at 6:30 this evening. And if people have an interest in the historic borough of Flemington or, you know, learning a little bit more about the development plans, that is going on this evening. It is going to be before the council meeting, which is scheduled for this evening. So this will be first at 6:30. And I think it's an important thing to go out and speak up about if you have an opinion or you want to learn a little bit more about what's going on. I believe the plan was revised. So the meeting again is tonight, Monday, August 22nd. The meeting's at 6:30. And it's all about historic Main Street. They'll be revealing the changed plan or edited plan at the right before the borough council meeting. So it looks like, you know, certainly talking about the Union Hotel, plans for the Union Hotel, there's been a lot of speculation if that will be demolished or if it will be, you know, continue to be seen as the unique historic part of Main Street for Flemington. So not sure what other groups are involved, if it is included with the Preservation Committee or what, but I know that this is an important meeting to learn a little bit more about the redevelopment of Flemington, and I think that attending is a great thing. So I'm going to just try to see. I definitely know it's tonight, and I know it's 6:30 to 7:30, because at 7:30 the town council meeting will, the borough of Flemington council meeting will start at 7:30. So at 6:30 the doors will open, and you'll be able to see the new architectural renderings. So that's an interesting thing. A few weeks ago, we had Tom Fitzgerald on talking about different art and buildings and the historic presence of some of the different towns in and around Hunterdon County. We, of course, touched upon Flemington. So the meeting does start at 7:30. The doors open at 6:30. They do expect a crowd, so they certainly are asking you to, if you plan to attend. They moved the meeting, and it is at St. Magdalene's Parish Center. If you need the address for that, I do have it here. It's 105 Mine Street in Flemington, and this is for the public presentation of the revised development plan. So, of course, I'm interested if you plan to attend, if you have an opinion about this. You can give me a call here in the studio. I'd certainly love to hear from people today about this or any of the upcoming events. If you have an event, you know, certainly call in and tell us a little bit about it, what's going on. The studio number is 908-237-0410. And I am actually here in the studio until 6 o'clock tonight. So call anytime between now and 6 o'clock. Again, the studio phone here is 908-237-0410. I'm going to do our news break now, and hopefully someone will give us a call here. And we could talk about some of the different events that are going on either now in the summer or looking towards the fall. We have a whole list. Stay tuned for the news.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The focus of the administration has been on practical problem solving. And we've worked effectively with local school districts across the country to try to help them address this complicated issue.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest, after a federal judge stopped the Obama administration's transgender agenda inside schools. The administration says they will continue to look at ways to get around the judge's ruling. The CDC now telling pregnant women to avoid parts of Florida where Zika has been found. Dr. Anthony Fauci appeared on ABC's This Week.
You have to be extra special careful about following the CDC guidelines if you are in an area or traveling to an area, which is now the areas that we're seeing in Miami Beach and in Wynwood.
Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte, after being found to have lied about being robbed at gunpoint, losing his second endorsement deal as Ralph Lauren joined Speedo in dropping the swimmer today. USA Radio News.
Imagination, the theater of the mind. Classic radio theater, the program that doesn't make you think, but to feel, imagine, believe. Find the podcasts at usaradio.com. I'm Wyatt Cox, and no two people see Fibber McGee's Closet the same. Or Jack Benny's Maxwell. No one saw Charlie McCarthy as a wooden dummy, but a real boy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
And Matt Dillon. People didn't see William Conrad, but a Western icon.
It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
Let your imagination run wild by visiting usaradio.com and click on the classic radio theater icon. That's usaradio.com.
Hillary Clinton will make America poor. You're going to lose your jobs. You're going to lose your wages. You're going to lose your medical. Obamacare is a catastrophe.
Donald Trump attacking Hillary Clinton on the campaign trail, saying the failed policies of the Obama administration will be continued by Clinton, and those policies have specifically hurt the middle class and the African-American community. Black Lives Matter leaders are trying to downplay the criticism of Louisiana black residents who say Black Lives Matter has done nothing to help the black lives of victims of the Florida flooding. Here's Louisiana resident Jerry Washington.
So with all the drama that was going on with the Alton Sterling killing, oh, they came out with guns and ready to go to war. But here we go, all these people flooded out and truly in need of some help, and you can't find not one of them.
After completing his golf vacation, President Obama is finally going to visit the area tomorrow. USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one, use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life tip two, switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico, get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Several human rights groups are now pushing for asylum in Rio for an Ethiopian runner who says that his people are being killed by the Ethiopian government. Here's more on the story.
As he crossed the finishing line, having come second in the Olympics marathon race, Feyisa Lilesa crossed his arms over his head to make the shape of an X. And Lilesa said after the race that the Ethiopian government is killing his people. Human Rights Watch say over 400 Oromo people have died in protests against the government. But Ethiopian officials say Lilesa would be welcomed home as a hero. William Denslow, Rio de Janeiro.
It looks like another lawsuit for Six Flags after a woman was struck in the face with what they think may have been a flying bat. Here's more on the story from Sarah Lee Kessler.
Sabrine Nassar says she was smacked in the face while on the El Toro ride Friday by something that felt like a bat. The 19-year-old Lake Apakong woman says she now has two broken molars and a missing tooth. 2 years ago, another rider sued Six Flags after being hit by a flying cell phone on the same ride. Six Flags shut El Toro down for 24 hours before reopening it on Saturday. Sarah Lee Kessler, New Jersey.
Well, everything old is going to be new again in France. Former conservative president Nicolas Sarkozy has formally announced he's running for the presidency again in next year's elections. He made the announcement today on Facebook. USA Radio News.
And we're back in the studio. My name is Georgine Trinkle. I'm your host today and every Monday from 4 to 5 for Hot and Hunted, and where we talk about hot topics and hot events and hot happenings. So we have this evening, actually, the opportunity for people who want to participate and see the new plans for Flemington redevelopment. And I have to say, I escaped to the beach this weekend, and I finished up a book from the library. And I don't know how I came up with it, but it was actually a book that was a fiction book, but it was based on Flemington. It was out of Flemington, and it was a book from, let's see, the author is Ed Ifkovic, I-F-K-O-V-I-C, but it was called Cold Morning, and it takes place in 1932 right here in Flemington, and it is basically a fictional book, so we can't put too much stock into it, but I have to say that when I read, I get into these characters, and they live in my head long after the last page of the book, so it's always a little concerning when I read a book that I enjoy so much, and I really did enjoy this book. I think a little bit, of course, because it is part of area, it went back in time to 1932, and you're walking on a sidewalk that you know people walked on at the same time this book was, you know, about. And, of course, it was about the Lindbergh trial. What else would it be about in Flemington in 1932? But the perspective was, of course, from this a little bit different. So the character is a female writer who was very popular and famous in 1932, had written a very famous screenplay, and she was a reporter for the Times that hired her just to cover the trial. And she didn't agree so much with the trial and the workings of the trial, and she had another alternative theory for the killing and the kidnapping. And she gets into some trouble trying to investigate these things, and there's some conflict with another reporter and some supposition. But what was interesting was, of course, describing the weather and the snow and her walk on South Main Street, and when she would take the car into New York City to go back to her apartment or to report back at the Times. And it was a really interesting book. I really enjoyed reading it. It just happened to be about Flemington and 1932. So I got it at the library. And the book is relatively new because the library got it in 2016. So it looks like, yeah, it was copyright in 2016. So it was definitely a great book and definitely worth a read if you like reading places that you're familiar with like I do. So we have that going on to conclude our Flemington thing. So just to remember, the meeting is at St. Magdalene's. Doors open at 6:30. It actually starts at 7:30, and it is this evening if you want to see the new redevelopment plans or let your opinion weigh in. So that's our local things going on. We do have to do another commercial break, which we'll get to in just a moment. And then I wanted to talk about some things that are going on around the county. We have a couple other events to talk about, and I hope you all stay with us.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Huntington County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Huntington Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
I can't believe no one called me yet to tell me what event I haven't talked about yet that's going on this week, and that's the 4-H Fair, and it starts this week on Wednesday. I thought the phone lines would be very busy over here trying to make sure that I got to the Huntington County 4-H Fair, so I don't know if anyone has been to that. It's at the it's considered the 4-H and Agricultural Fair, of course. I haven't been to it in the new location, which isn't so new, but down on Route 179 in Ringos. But it starts, they actually even have fireworks on Friday evening, so it really looks like there's a lot to choose from. I'm going to see if I could pick out some of the different events here. So there's tractor trucks that get pulled at the fair. So it looks like that is going on. Let's see. They have a contest for that. So I don't know that I've ever seen a tractor pull. I know I'm not from Huntington. I can live here for decades, and I'm still not going to be from Huntington County. So I have to do a little better job being able to see these things. So it looks like the fair admission is $10 per vehicle for parking. It doesn't matter how many people come inside. And there's no per-person fee to enter the grounds. So definitely is an incentive to carpool together so that you're able to save some money and some parking spots. So it looks like trying to find out here the different trucks. There's 25 trucks that are allowed to enter. And it looks like this is going on maybe an extra charge for to enter your vehicle in that. But they do have a Facebook page that you can certainly look at. It's Huntington County 4-H and Agricultural Fair. I'll make sure that we get a link on the Hot and Huntington Facebook page. And if you haven't liked that, give us a like. We like that a lot. Let's see. So the fair is August 24th to the 28th. And again, just the $10 for parking and not an entrance fee to get into the fair, which is excellent. Another event I wanted to mention is a Norwest Cap event. So it's the Empty Bowls. It is a fundraiser for our food bank. And I'll have to see if I can get Janet or Helene to pop on the show or call into the show before their event, which is on September 13th. The event is $25. It is held at the Almond Tree, which is actually Alpha, New Jersey, but all things seem to have a Phillipsburg mailing address. And that's on Route 519. And the concept of the Empty Bowls Luncheon is potters from all over donate handmade pottery and bowls to the food bank. They then charge $25. Your price of admission allows you the opportunity to pick out a handcrafted bowl. And the hope is that that bowl you take home with you, and it reminds you of how many people don't have food and go hungry and don't have enough food to feed their families or themselves. And that not only do you get the bowl, but then you get a lunch and an opportunity to talk to other people about hunger here in New Jersey. And that $25, there's information on the Norwest Cap Food Bank Facebook page, and we'll share a link for that to make sure that you have that. So that going on September 13th. September 15th, the Clinton Bookshop is hosting an author, Mark Manson. And you do need to, if you want your book autographed, just make sure that you buy it at the Clinton Bookshop. You could pre-order the book and prepay the book so that you make sure that you have an autographed copy. But they will only sign, the author will only sign books that are purchased at the bookshop. That is on September 15th. You do need to register for that event, and we'll post that on our Facebook page as well. I also wanted to mention that Schaefer Farms in Flemington has an event on the 24th and the 25th, and they look like they have some fun contests going on and all kinds of great things over there. So there's a lot going on around and in and out of Hunterdon County. Stay with us.
Oh, walk down through the park. Leaves were falling around me, groaning city in the gathering dark. On some solitary rock, a desperate lover left his mark. Baby, I've changed, please come back. But the head makes cloudy, the heart makes very clear. You know the days were so much brighter, the time when she was here. I know there's somebody somewhere, make these dark clouds disappear. Until that day, I have to believe, I believe, I believe.
In a New York minute, ooh, everything can change. In a New York minute.
Okay, everything can change in just a moment. We sometimes forget how fragile life is and how we get a little bit of news or information that we don't expect, or we analyze something and everything does change. So it's great to live in the moment. And if the moment is summer, it is even better. So we do have a lot of different events going on. You know, we recently were talking in the pottery studio about how when we go away, we're always looking and, you know, searching, researching what things we could take advantage of. And there's always so many free activities. Well, we have the free activities here where we live, but we often forget to act as a tourist and research what's going on and what we could take advantage of. If it's the music, Thursday night music, Evening Under the Stars, that is part of the Deer Path Park series, or some of the local events. Friday night in Clinton, they had grill night. They had a movie, Zootopia, that was free for children. They have music in Clinton every Friday night. They do something in Flemington as well. Of course, the Deer Path Park series is always such a great musical display. That's great. You take your blanket, you take your chairs, and you have a beautiful outdoor venue. You don't have to go on the parkway to the, I don't even know what it's called anymore, the PNC Arts Center, and sit in traffic and try to figure out how you're going to get home, or did you park on the correct side of the highway? So there's so many events going on locally, and I think that was the thrust of our wanting to just highlight what we have here so we could take advantage of what's right here in Hunterdon County. And if you're a history buff, there's so much history going on. If it's not the architecture in the area or some of the really changing events that occurred, like the Lindbergh kidnapping and the trial that occurred, that there's actually people writing books about this, fictional books and historic books. There's so much history in the area. Clinton, the art center is always hosting things, as is the Red Mill. And Highbridge, there's a history of Highbridge. A historian is speaking about some of the great things in the history in Highbridge. So just another thing to really take a look at and take advantage of while you're here. There's so much to do here, and I think that sometimes we're spoiled and we forget. Life does change in a moment, so make the time, get out, enjoy the community, enjoy the events that are there, be able to have fresh produce. There's so many places where you cannot just go to the store and get something, and here you could go to an open market and meet the people that are growing your food. So great things to take advantage of here in Hunterdon. Thank you so much for staying with me during this hour. I am hosting the next hour. We're going to be talking to someone from the Hunterdon Land Trust about an upcoming event and their nonprofit organization. So you won't have to listen to my voice the entire hour, I promise. Hope you have a wonderful Monday, and we'll be back next Monday, which will be our last Monday in August. So thanks for joining me today.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
The focus of the administration has been on practical problem solving. And we've worked effectively with local school districts across the country to try to help them address this complicated issue.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest after a federal judge stopped the Obama administration's transgender agenda inside schools. The administration says they will continue to look at ways to get around the judge's ruling. The CDC now telling pregnant women to avoid parts of Florida where Zika has been found. Dr. Anthony Fauci appeared on ABC's This Week.
You have to be